Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
We are back. Mike Haas, Newell Norman. We're in Media Row at the Ernest N. Morial Convention Center. Our last day down here. It's been a great week. We've had a lot of fun. I guess some of these folks, Mike, maybe we should roast the roaster.
That's right. What's going on there, man? Jeff Ross?
He just came by and waved it off, said, I can't do any more interviews. He's out of here with a bagel in his hand.
Right. It's 12:30, dude. You know, you're going to roast New Orleans tomorrow at the Republic.
Over at the Republic.
It's Jeff Ross Day.
Jeff Ross Day today.
I'm going to talk to Governor Landry.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to pull some... Nah. I've seen him many times. I was curious because, I mean, he can get brutal. So, and he's roasting New Orleans tonight. Tomorrow is Beecher Day.
Jeff Beecher.
Yeah. And so it's going to be interesting.
Beecher's Madhouse.
Beecher's Madhouse, the Republic. So I've seen him before. And so, but, you know, when you start roasting a whole city,
But you know what's interesting about this is that, and it's truly amazed me. I've probably worked 5 Super Bowls, so I've seen it from the law enforcement perspective.
Yeah, different.
I never realized the breadth and depth of the offerings through this. So it's always been very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like you. I've covered it. From the inside, I've been kind of a fan in 2009 when the Saints won. I guess I was a reporter.
Yeah.
I was more of a fan. And then to now be from the inside, it's 3 different worlds altogether. And we've been blessed because we've talked about so much New Orleans, and we haven't talked a lot about the game, but that is about to change.
It is about to change. We have Johnny Avello, Director of Sports Operation with DraftKings here to tell us the ins and the outs and where we should put our money.
That's right. Where are you from, Johnny?
I've been in Las Vegas for 46 years, originally from Poughkeepsie, New York.
Poughkeepsie, New York. All right.
So here we go. DraftKings, give me the landscape 7 years ago to where it is now with gambling. And is there any end in sight? I work for Caesars Superdome. At some point, you're going to be in your seat on your phone gambling on a game, correct?
Correct. You're already doing that. When you go back and look, you said prior to 7 years ago.
It seems
ago,
like it's happened so fast.
Yeah, let's take my career. I was at the Wynn for 13 years before I came to work for DraftKings. prior to that, I was at Bally's Paris and Caesars for 15 years. So,
well, you've been horrible places.
Yeah, horrible places. You know, and all in a sports book arena. So I've been in a space a long time, and I never thought it would get out of Las Vegas. I really didn't. I didn't see a path to get there until the PASPA was overturned, and then, you know, then at that point I said, okay, I got to be in that space because this is going to expand. And so we're in 29 states now, DraftKings, a couple more states with the retail environment only, and it's still growing. I mean, we've still got a ways to go.
And the nature of the bets that can be placed today,
yeah.
Did you ever think it would be that many options? How many options does DraftKings have on one game, on the Super Bowl? How many options are there?
Thousands. But we have a big staff. We have, you know, prior to coming on here 7 years ago, my staff, and this is the way it is for a lot of guys, a lot of the places in Las Vegas, you only have a staff of about 5-7 people. That's it. And some of those guys are doing some of the work on the counter, monitoring the money that comes in, changing the line. At DraftKings, 75 traders we have, we can do so much.
Yeah.
You know, we have specialized guys for golf, specialized guys for UFC, specialized guys for football, but everybody jumps and helps when we have a big event. So, yeah, thousands of props, and we do them every single day. It's not like we do them for Super Bowl only.
Right.
We do them every single day on basketball and hockey and tennis and golf and everything else that's out there. For football, every Sunday, there's... You know, 16 games between Thursday and Monday. We have the full Super Bowl menu up there for every single game.
So if you have thousands of options on every game, you have 16 games. I mean,
exactly.
You start looking at that multiplier.
I'm not doing that math, baby.
I mean, it's like, you know, the algorithms have to be just intense.
Yeah, helps us a lot. Let's put it that way. You know, it's not a manual process anymore.
No, not anymore, huh?
We have a lot of help from technology, thank
what
God.
What has surprised you the most, like, let's just say, in the last 5 years about how this, I mean, this thing is changing so fast, right?
It really is. The way we make a number is different. We mentioned the props, how we do that. The technology on the app itself, I mean, if you look at the DraftKings app, that is so clean. I've been working with these apps for a long time, and we've always had some issues with them. You know, they were never perfect, but the DraftKings app is just amazing. You can find everything in a moment. You can go right to football and find the props you're looking for, and we have the sub-menu and then, you know, all the props under that. If you want to look up a certain sport, we have that menu on the left, so it's incredible, and we can.
And that's really what it comes down to for the better, right? The ease of administration.
Correct, that's correct. Better wants a clean, easy to find. They don't want to have to scour through. You know, I see some of these apps. You have to start up here and go all the way down here to find what you're looking for, and then when you get in there, then there's another menu. The bettors don't want that. They want it to be easy and clean.
So what?
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is the line on whether the sun's coming up tomorrow?
Well, in
might, be,
Las
might
Vegas,
be cloudy.
In Las Vegas, that's an easy number to
yeah.
make.
Yes. Right?
You know, you start moving down here, you know, and back east, it's a little more difficult. That's what's funny.
You saw how quick he jumped on yeah. that and figured out all the influence, what would influence that.
So, you know, it makes me think of a story in Las Vegas. There's a station there, TV station, and they claim to be the number one weather predictor in the whole state of Nevada, right? And so it's pretty easy, right?
Right.
You know, we're it's yeah. sunshine in 300
sun,
days a year. They said it was going to rain. It was like a 85% chance of rain a couple weeks ago on one day. And
didn't rain. You, we gave you, one job.
You couldn't even get that
one
right.
Job.
Just one day, you couldn't get that right.
Back, there was, you know, when this was casino-driven, there was always the casinos wanted everybody to have to bet on one team, have to bet on the other. House was going to win. This spread has been relatively 1.5, 1, back and forth. Is it somewhat similar from a DraftKings standpoint? You want 5,000 for Philly and 5,000 for Kansas City?
No, that's a misconception
really?
About us. Now, we do put up a line to balance out action. In other words, some people believe this is the side, some people believe this is the side. But what we have going for us is the vigorous, the juice, the minus 110. Mm-hmm. Think about it this way. If we had $10 million on one side and $7 million on the other, for us, that's a good scenario. Because if the side wins with most of the people on, okay, we're going to lose, you know, 10,000.
Right.
But if the other side wins, we're going to win, you know, 12 million. So if you, you know, lose, how would you like to be in a spot on every game? We're not this, but I'm just giving it a scenario. How would you like to be in a spot where if this team wins, you win 5 million, and if this team wins, you lose 3 million?
Right.
That's a good spot to be in, right?
Right.
And so that's what we have going for us for the whole year. We just work on that vigorous, the juice.
I don't gamble a lot. I usually do for the Super Bowl because I think it's fun. I don't normally really care. And I have decided that the most dangerous prop bet there is quarterback rushing yards. Joe Burrow, 6.5. Matt Stafford, 7.5. You're like, gold, done. Patrick Mahomes, 44 one year. But then what happens?
He drops back.
Takes a knee. He took a knee 3 times. And not 2 yards, 5 yards. He went from 44 to 29. And was then under his over-under. And the same thing happened to, could have happened to Stafford. Stafford was, they didn't actually have to snap the ball. But that's my point. That's really a question. That feels like a dangerous.
It is. I mean, you lose at the end when you
won. Oh, my God.
You won and you lost. I know. That really is a bad situation. You're right. And that's the only spot that can happen in, too. You know, the rest of the players are not coming back. I mean, a receiver.
Right.
You know, he's either catching, he's catching 6 or he's catching 7.
Right.
You know,
and maybe you only got to burn 3 seconds, so you're only taking a 2-step drop, and then you're losing 2 yards. But
yeah.
Mahomes, 5, 5, 5. And I'm not, this is not a conspiracy theory. I'm just like, that must have been gut-wrenching for that, for people who had taken the over. Sitting at 44, the game's over.
So, but remember, you could bet the other side, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was good for some others.
No, yeah.
So we're visiting with Johnny Avello, Director of Sports Operations with DraftKings. So what is, like, the most, is there a most favored prop bet that y'all see?
I can tell you what the go-to for the bettors has been the last couple of years, touchdown scores. They love first touchdown scores, and then, of course, we added anytime touchdown score. So you think about this game, Saquon Barkley, first touchdown score is tough. Could be a lot of guys. Could be Goddard. Could be, you know, Brown. It could be anywhere, you know, because sometimes the offensive coordinators trying to mix it up a little bit. But anytime touchdown scorer, you would have to think
right.
that Barkley scoring a touchdown in this
sure.
game somewhere, right?
Right.
Yeah. Or Hurts on the tush pusher,
right.
you know.
Right.
So, yeah. So those have become really popular.
I feel like the over under. I think it went down. I thought it was 49.5, and I think it's 48.5. Don't quote me, but I feel like, man, and I love over under.
Yeah.
I love just rooting for both teams to score. But that's, again, it feels like a trap, right?
That did move from 49.5 down to 48.5. We're starting to take a lot of over money. So that could tick
probably
back,
go back up.
That could tick back up to 49. You're thinking the under in this game?
I'm thinking the over.
You're thinking the over?
My wife, who knows the football is oblong, was 4-0 in the AFC Championship week. And I had to explain the over to her like five times. And she got all four bets right. And it was close, though. It was close. A safety or a little – I mean, it is insanity to me that when the game's over, you go, look how well they did with the line, the over, the
you
under.
You know what it is, don't you? Guys, it's not rocket science. I mean, we take all the data from the teams. If a team's averaging 27 points a year and you know for the year and the other team's giving up 21 – and they're also scoring 24 when you're giving up, you know, 17. We take that's a simple,
it's
very
data
simple
in, data
simple,
out.
Right?
That data is close, you know, especially after many games during the course of
right.
the season.
Right, absolutely.
There is now. Is there a Taylor Swift on a bet? Now that doesn't seem fair to me because if I'm the Fox director, I go put $15 million on the Taylor Swift over under at 7, and I go, Taylor, give me a shot at Taylor.
Give me
Taylor,
a shot at
Taylor. Taylor. All right, we're done.
That's not the way we did it, though. We did not put up a prop on how many times they're going to show Taylor Swift. We didn't do that. What we did is we took Taylor Swift songs, and then what we did is associate a prop with that song. That's how we did
right.
it. So we didn't want to mess around with any time. But I saw one. Who are they going to show more, Taylor Swift or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump?
Really? I mean, you know, the pretty girl gets going to get more time than Donald Trump is.
Yeah, Fox.
That's
by the way,
I make
no disparaging remarks about Fox doing anything illegal. I was just saying that would be a tough one when somebody does control. But the prop bets to me are amazing, and they make it fun, right? They make it fun for the fan. I mean, we're old school, right? Back in the boxes, right? Like, just because I got 2 and 9, I'm done, right? You know?
Well, you know, the prop is something that takes place within the game. So,
right, yeah.
A lot of games are over at the half, you know? Team's up 30,
right.
34-3, and you say it's over. But did they try a two-point conversion yet? They didn't.
Right.
And I have a bet on a two-point conversion, either being
no, really.
Made or trying. And so now I'm still in it all the way to the end. That's why the prop bets are so popular.
And you don't have to answer, but do people ask you, what do you think about this game? What do you think about the over? What do you think about Kansas City, Philly?
I think that on paper, Philly's a better team than Chiefs, but until somebody can knock them off that pulpit, they just figure out a way to win.
Yeah.
Now, I will say this. The Bills' problem for the last 3 years is that they can never get a stop. They just can't stop somebody when they need to stop them. I don't think that's the same case with the Eagles.
No, I agree.
I think the Eagles can get a stop if they need to. So, is the magic still there for Mahomes? We'll see.
The Saints played both and should have beat Philly. And was in the game with Kansas City. And the Philly defense, to me, is something that I don't think Kansas City has faced. And the ability of their front four, I think, can be difference makers.
Yeah.
You're right. I think Philly is better on paper. But until somebody does it, you know, I don't want Kansas City with the ball with a minute and a half to go.
Definitely not. That's
another
prop we have up. Will a field goal be the ending score in the game as the time runs out? And it's not a bit, you know, it's like 6.5 to 1's the price. It's not a bad bet because of exactly what you said.
Yeah.
If you can score at the end and not let the ball be in the other team's hands, that's the way you want to end the game.
And I feel the ability and the proclivity of teams going for it on fourth down now is out of control.
It really is.
I'm talking, you're at the 35. I go, kick the field. It's scoreless.
Yeah, I know.
You've got a 14-play drive. Take the points.
That's because we've been around the game a long time, and these guys are trying to reinvent it.
Oh,
and
my
I just,
gosh.
To
the
me,
fourth
you know,
downs.
Get the points early when you can get them.
Right.
don't go over to two-point conversion until we get to the fourth quarter and it's late.
There's
you know that's time.
There's a chart for that.
Forget that, right? There's a chart Ferrard's making, too, and sometimes you need to throw it that way.
Well, we got to get to a break. Johnny Avello, Director of Sports Operations, DraftKings. If folks want to place a bet, they go where?
DraftKings.
DraftKings.com?
DraftKings is all over 29. If there's gambling that's legal, it's in your jurisdiction.
Absolutely.
It is here.
Johnny, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a great conversation. We appreciate it.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code Rebag10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's Rebag.com. And use promo code Rebag10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice bone-in ribeye steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season two. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.